Suffolk News, Thursday, January 15th, 2015. Tributes paid to Peckham businesswoman after unexplained death in Nigeria. Tributes have been paid to a Peckham businesswoman who died unexpectedly while running for election in Nigeria. Risikat Mobolaji Amole, known as Bola Amole, died on Sunday in the West African country, aged 54. Mourners have left flowers at her business, Bim's African Food Store, which she has run on Rye Lane for 20 years. Ms. Amole had returned to Nigeria to pursue a position in the Oyo State House of Representatives in February's general election, running under the Accord Party banner. While some reports suggest Ms. Amole died of a heart attack, her involvement in politics has led to some speculation that she was assassinated. Last year, Ms. Amole brushed off fears of violence in an interview with the Nigerian news outlet What's Up Ibadan, telling the reporter, "I don't fear thuggery, I only fear God." A post-mortem is being carried out with the results due next week, according to close friend Olubunmi Lawal. Mrs. Lawal said Ms. Amole's daughter and granddaughter immediately left for Nigeria on hearing the news. Mrs. Lawal said her friend always had a passion for people. She always looked after everybody, always put herself before others, and everyone, whether you were small or big, had value or didn't have value, she would share whatever she had, she said. Customers passing Ms. Amole's store yesterday paid tribute to the beautiful shop owner. Simone Samwells, 36, said Ms. Amole often stepped in when Peckham residents faced questioning from immigration officials. She said her voice really counted and she would put a stop to it. "It's really sad that a good life is gone and a good person has been lost from our community." Many neighbouring shopkeepers also expressed their sadness at Ms. Amole's death. Emmanuel Fishei, 47, who owns Family Carnation Supermarket, said Ms. Amole was a really respected lady who would be sorely missed. She often led at community meetings and was full of ideas for how to improve the area, he said. Local politicians also offered their condolences. Councillor Michael Situ said Ms. Amole epitomised the strength of Nigerians of her generation, and her store led a renaissance of African-owned businesses in Southwark. "I often feel a sense of pride when I walk past her store, and I'm sure that many people would have felt the same," he commented. Councillor Jamil Mohammed added that Ms. Amole was an inspiration to those who wanted to start a business and always stood up for local traders. He told the news, "My deepest sympathies are with her family and loved ones."